Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann Wilson bringing us back. She's one of the Wilson sisters, her sister Nancy, and she are our heart. That's what the name of their band is. Great band. Rock and roll. We're rock and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Diane Drury. Diane is chair of Vistage International. Diane, tell us, we beat around the bush a little bit earlier about Vistage, but go ahead and give us your best 30-second commercial.
Well, Vistage is an organization. We help business owners like your listeners, take their businesses to new heights and to outperform the competition through peer groups like we've been talking about, and coaching and speakers, and a global community of 15,000 business owners.
But they get together, they come together in groups of a handful or a double handful,
yeah,
and we sit around a table once a month or so, and each, they bring an issue to the table and the group helps them solve it. It's like having your own board of directors, and basically the cost is whatever it costs to be part of the Vistage organization.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the heart of Vistage, which was founded over 50 years ago, is this peer advisory group we've been discussing.
Right.
You have 12 to 16 business owners sitting around a table, and you process strategic issues with each other.
No competitors in the group. All different groups. And
that's right.
And it's Vistage.com. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Vistage.com. What if there's not a Vistage group in your area? What do you do about that?
Well, if you Google peer advisory group, there are a variety of organizations like Vistage. And if you're in a, typically in larger metropolitan areas, but if you're in a medium-sized city that doesn't have one of these organized groups, as I said, I know here in Manhattan, our Chamber of Commerce, I worked with the head of the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, and they actually launched these peer advisory groups within the chamber because they recognized there was a need for business owners who couldn't spend several hundred dollars.
Give us the name of that. Give us that term again to search for.
Peer advisory groups.
Yeah. So look for that, folks. There are others out there. I'm not going to name all the names, but you know what? Start one of your own. Find a half dozen people. I know people who've done this. One or two or four more people that you know who are not competitors, who you respect, who you believe will be confidential, and just say, hey guys, let's get together once a month. And let's be dedicated to this. We can rotate, as Paul Harris did when he founded Rotary 110 years ago, 106 years ago. We can rotate among offices, or we can go to the hotel and get a conference room or something. And let's just promise to be confidential. Let's sign something, and let's see if we can help each other. And then lay it on the table. And don't be ashamed to say you don't know something. You got another story, Diane.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. pride is not a good value here. It's what's most important is to recognize you have this tremendous resource at your disposal when you're in this kind of a group. You've got years of experience, many different backgrounds, and everybody wants to help everybody succeed.
I like what you said about pride. You know what the Bible said about pride? Pride goeth before destruction, haughty spirit before a fall. So, folks, believe what the wise person said. Okay, tell us the story. You got another one.
So a couple stories, I think,
time for one story, quick one.
Okay. As most people would say, this has been a tough economic climate.
Yeah.
And what I'm seeing now is most important. Everybody's cut costs, laid off people. But now what's most important is how you present yourself to the market.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple business owners, great stories. One person was just kind of focused on the business. He started meeting with prospects and clients that he hadn't seen in quite a while. And to his amazement, he found that he was able to increase his pipeline 80% in 1 month.
Wow.
So it's called get out there and talk about what your company's doing. And it's not just platitudes, but But think about what are the best outcomes and results you've been able to deliver to your customers. And then start talking about it.
There's a friend of mine.
It will resonate.
A friend of mine, Noah St. John, talks about success, how not to be afraid of, to be successful. And he talks about doing it with people who help you, like you're talking about. And he calls them loving mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who are willing to turn a mirror on you, but it might hurt. What they say, what you see might hurt, but at least you know it's coming from people who have your best interests at heart.
Yeah, we call that carefrontation.
Yeah, I like that. Carefrontation.
But it's really important to think about what you offer and is that still appropriate in today's world,
mm-hmm.
and who are the targets that want your service, not who needs it, but who wants it and will pay what you need to charge.
Right.
And being selective.
And you know something else? There's nothing wrong with being part of a couple of groups. I mean, you could be part of a couple, something less organized and maybe something very well organized. And if you don't have anything like this in your area, folks, start one yourself. Go to your Chamber of Commerce. You know, I would think you should already be a member of your chamber. See if your chamber will get something organized like this. They may
Absolutely.
Already have it. Hey, Diane, give us the website again one more time.
A website is www.vistage.com.
V-I-S-T-A-G-E. Will you come back again, Diane? You got more to teach us.
I'd love to.
We'd love to have you back. Diane Drury, ladies and gentlemen, Drewery, if you're Googling her. I'll be right back after these messages. We got more to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.